Welcome to the Over a Cup podcast. I'm your host, Tara Cole. This podcast is for moms who feel too busy, distracted, and tired to spend time with Jesus, much less help their kids do the same. This podcast will help you feel encouraged, inspired, and equipped to fight distractions and find the time to deepen your family's relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much for being here with me. Pour yourself a cup as we learn how to focus on Jesus together. Friends, welcome back to another Over a Cup episode. Today, I want to tell you about a story. I went to eat out with one of my friends just a few weeks ago. Eating out with my friends is one of my favorite things. Thus why this podcast is called Over a Cup. So as we are sitting there eating, she looked at me and she said, Tara, you are one of the busiest people I know. And I told her, I don't feel all that busy. Like when COVID happened 3 years ago, like everyone else on planet Earth, my schedule was completely wiped clean. And I've been really intentional about what I have added back into it the last 3 years. And she's like, no, I think you need to go make a list of everything you do to see just how busy you are. And so I took her up on that challenge. Well, 2 full pages later, I realized she was right, that I am so much busier than I thought I was, and that my focus over the last 3 years has gone from the things that were most important to things that are more peripheral, or things that are good but aren't the most important in the season that God has called me into right now. And as I listened to podcasts this week and talked to friends, I realized that a lot of us are in that situation. A lot of us are 3 years post-COVID, and COVID, like me, cleared all of our slates. But now over the last 3 years, it's kind of like our houses where we start out when we move into them with well-intentioned placement of the furniture and of the things that are important to us. But the longer we live in them, the more cluttered they become. Things pile up in the corners and in the drawers. And we just have to do a spring cleaning. Or like me, it's going to take me all summer to get this house clean. And so COVID did that. It cleared all our schedules. But now in the last 3 years, a lot of us have found things piled on and our schedules have become cluttered with all the things. So as I sat there with my list of 2 pages worth of stuff that I didn't realize I was doing, God brought this verse to mind from Psalm 32:8 over the last few weeks while I was praying through that list and thinking about it. And I think it fits the situation perfectly. Psalms 32:8 says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." That verse, I don't know about you, but it just lets out the sigh of relief from my heart. It is a promise that God will help us, that He will guide us, that He will advise us. In the verse before that, David is saying, "For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory." So in the verse before that says, "Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment." So some things that we see here is that, one, we need to seek God. We need to pray to God while there is still time. We also need to realize that He is our hiding place. He is a safe place to go when we're feeling overwhelmed, when those floodwaters are rising, when the trouble seems to surround us. And then the Lord says that when we pray to Him, when we seek Him and His protection, He will guide us, He will advise us, and He will watch over us. So what does this look like in your everyday life? I want to give you 3 quick tips because I know you all are busy moms and ain't nobody got time for that. So I want to give you 3 ways that you can quickly apply this to your life today. First is to sit down like I did and list it all out. You might even pray about it beforehand and ask God to show you some of those things you didn't realize you were carrying. And for me, that looked like listing out everything I do for my husband, for my children, for my home, and then for volunteering and for my jobs. So I made a list of all of that stuff. And it was quite long. I did not realize all the stuff I do sometimes on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. So take time, sit still with a cup of coffee, a Dr. Pepper, whatever is your favorite thing, and list it all out. Next, I would encourage you to pray over that list. And I don't mean just sit down for an hour and pray, though if you have that, by all means, do that. What I did was I ran away on a Saturday morning to one of my favorite coffee shops. I even took one of my kids with me who needed some extra time to think through some stuff himself. And we ran away to a coffee shop, and I just kind of sat there and prayed over that list and sat there with it to listen to what God had to say to me about it. But that was after a week of kind of praying about it when I had time throughout my days or when God brought it to mind. So if you have an hour, by all means do that. If you don't, you might just sit with that list for a week or so, leave it in your journal, lying on your nightstand, on a desk, and just pray over it when God brings it to mind or when you see it there and just say, God, please give me wisdom. Please give me guidance about this list and about the things that I am doing. Are these the best things you have for me right now? Something a friend shared several years ago in one of our Bible studies together was that she said she had this dream one night, and I have never forgotten this. She said in her dream, she dreamt that she was piling things into a washing machine, but they weren't getting washed because there was no water going to the washing machine. And so when she woke up, she kind of realized that God was telling her there were lots of good things she was doing, but his life-giving water, the Spirit, was not in it, so it wasn't going to work. So as I prayed over this list of things I was doing, I wanted to be where the Spirit of God was. A lot of them were good things. None of them were sinful. They weren't wrong. They weren't bad. They were just busy, or they were good, but taking my focus away from where it needed to be in this season of my life that God is calling me to steward my friends, my family, and my gifts and things well. And so I just prayed about that. Where is your Spirit in these things? Where do you want to guide me to? Please advise me in this way and help me know the right path. And then third thing, after you've listed everything out, after you've prayed about it for some time, then sit down and with what God's told you, you need to make some choices. You need to decide what to release, what can just be completely released, what do you need to delegate to someone, and what do you actually need to keep. Because a lot of times we want things to be done perfectly, so we resist delegating them. But I realized as I looked at that list and even some stuff that I was hoping to accomplish, that I could delegate them. For example, like I mentioned earlier in this episode, my house is so packed with stuff 3 years post-COVID. When we had all that time to clear stuff out, it is back to being so full of stuff. It is driving me perfectly crazy. And so instead of doing it all myself, I realized there was a win-win situation there. My kids are wanting to earn some money, and I'm wanting to get this cleaned up quick. And if you're like me and in your 40s, your kids probably have a whole lot more energy than you do. And so I told my boys that I needed the bottom kitchen cabinets cleaned out, and I paid them so much per door because I had so much junk in there. And so I had them pull that stuff out. I went through it and decided what was trash, what was going to be donated, and what we actually needed to keep. And they got to make some of those decisions too, because some of it was like their cups and stuff that I put down where they can reach. Some of it was their plates from when they were little bitty guys. And so we made some of those decisions together. And then I had them put the keep stuff back. We trashed the trash and we threw the donate stuff in my car. That went so much faster than I could have possibly have done it myself. In past years, it was a little less organized than I would have liked it. This time they're getting older, so it looked much better than what it has in the past. But that was an excellent way to delegate a task and create a win-win situation there. They got to earn money, and I got the clean out of those cabinets done so much faster than I could have done it myself, because they were able to get down on the ground easier. They were able to do it while I was cooking dinner, and they were happy to do it. So it worked well. That was a task I could delegate that I could release perfection on. So what are some things that you might be able to delegate that you're holding on to? Maybe your kids or your husband could help you with. A lot of times with my husband, He helps if I just ask. I'm sitting there grumbling, like, why doesn't he get in here and help me? Do I have to clean up the kitchen by myself? Why do I have to do this? If I just ask him, a lot of times he is more than happy to jump in and help me, and it's so much more fun to do the task with him than it is by myself and grumbling about it. So sometimes it's not necessarily delegating the whole task, it's simply asking for help instead of grumbling in my head thinking he should read my mind. So maybe there's some things like that that you don't have to do alone, even though they still need done. And maybe there's some stuff that you're carrying that you could simply release for a season or for forever, but release at this time in your life that you don't need to do. When I found out I had chronic fatigue a few years ago, there was a lot of stuff I needed to release. I released a lot of my volunteer work because I just couldn't anymore. My energy was so low, I needed to save anything extra for my family. But slowly over time, I found ways that I could volunteer even on the days I didn't feel great, and that worked out well for our family. But I initially released every extra commitment outside the house because I just couldn't. And this season, after sitting down with prayer, I realized that I need to release the podcast for season 4. So this is the end of season 3. We run usually from about August to May. But as I was sitting there praying, I realized that for season 4, I'm going to need to release the podcast. And so that makes me so sad. But at the same time, it brings me a measure of peace because God's been showing me over probably the last 4 or 5 months that my family needs more time. My kids are preteens. And quite honestly, I have no idea what I am doing. That is a learning curve in and of itself. It reminds me of the learning curve when they were babies and toddlers and I felt totally out of my element. It is the same thing. I am having to learn to parent preteens and then eventually teens. And so I really need that brain space to pay attention to my kids right now and to use that energy for them. Also, through some classes I've been going through at church and some podcasts I've been listening to, I realized to heal from my chronic fatigue because it has shown me that there is hope for healing. But I need to do some deep inside work on some childhood trauma and some nervous system trauma and things like that, and some deep healing work, which also can't be done while I am continuing to hold up a podcast and to pour out this much every month. I absolutely love meeting with you guys. So even though the podcast is going to take a break for a little while, I don't know whether it's through December or whether it's the whole next season. We'll see where God leads. But I'm not disappearing completely. You can still find me in my newsletter with Over a Cup. So I will link that in the show notes for you. And with that, when you sign up, you'll even get some lock screen prayers for your phone. So those can help you pray throughout your day. But I'll still be showing up with the tips that you're used to, with the Abide ideas, the resources, the stories. All of that is still going to be in the newsletter. So you can find that there. Also, if you want to dig deep with me, one of my favorite places to hang out online is our Over a Cup Patreon community. That's still going to be around. I'm still going to show up there every month. And so in that community, first and foremost, we pray together. We moved from a Facebook group a few years ago to a Patreon community because that's a little bit smaller space. So people felt more comfortable sharing what was really going on inside their hearts and their families. And so we show up and pray for each other in that space, first and foremost. We also support each other. I lead some workshops so we get really practical with how we can focus on Jesus together. And then if you need help or support with focusing on Jesus by yourself or with your family, there are a ton of resources in there. There's ebooks, there's Bible studies, all the things that you need in there to help you focus on Jesus. So I hope and pray you will consider meeting with us there. The Patreon community is why this podcast exists. But even as we're taking a break here, we're still going to keep diving in there each month. And I love meeting you guys face-to-face. As much as I love podcasting, I truly love meeting you all face-to-face in that space each month. And so that's one of the things God asked me to release right now. Because I need to do some of this deep work in my heart and in the hearts of my family members. So just reach out to me if you need prayer over this. I would love to pray with you about things you need to release. You can also tag me on Facebook or Instagram if you are realizing some stuff you're releasing. Maybe you're sending some stuff out your door to donate to. Just tag me at Tara L. Cole. I would love to see what you're releasing and delegating and keeping as God guides you on this journey over the next month or so as you pray about it and see what he's asking you to clear off your plate as well. You all have a great month. I am so excited for the things that God is doing in you and doing in this community. And I hope to see you either in the newsletter community or in our Patreon community. Let me pray us out before we go. God, thank you so much for these women. Thank you for their desire to focus on you and grow in you. I just ask that you will be with all of us as we realize that our schedules are just so, so full. Please help us to learn to discern your voice and to hear your guidance in our lives. Please give us your wisdom on that stuff that we need to keep, that stuff we need to delegate, and that stuff we need to release during this season of our lives. Thank you so much for always being there for with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You all have a great month. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
To make sure you don't miss a single episode, please hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. If you found this podcast helpful, please leave a rating and review on iTunes to help others find Over a Cup and join us on this journey. Thank you.